Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, 7:30 here on a Friday morning. Fog, mist, 37 degrees. A magnitude 3.2 earthquake shook an area on the Kansas-Oklahoma line Thursday night. The U.S. Geological Survey reporting the tremor struck at 8:17 p.m. and was centered in a remote area 22 miles northwest of Ponca City, Oklahoma, at a depth of almost 5 miles. A Kay County, Oklahoma sheriff's dispatcher said there were no reports of damage. The Senate will begin debating the confirmation of President Trump's Supreme Court nominee.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will officially tee up Judge Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation vote in the Senate after the Judiciary Committee gave her a favorable vote.
Clear majorities of Americans want Judge Barrett confirmed.
The Judiciary Committee vote was unanimous, 12-0, after the panel's 10 Democrats boycotted the meeting. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says his party won't add legitimacy to the process.
The Republican majority is rushing to confirm a justice for a Republican president 1 week. 1 week before Election Day.
Debate on Barrett is expected through the weekend ahead of a procedural vote Sunday and a final confirmation vote Monday. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The scheduled execution of Lisa Montgomery, who was convicted in 2008 of killing a pregnant woman and cutting the baby from her womb, would mark the third time a Kansan has been put to death this year since the resumption of the federal executions in July.
KCUR reports that 14 prisoners have been executed in the United States this year, according to the Death Penalty Information Center. Wesley Perkey of Lansing was executed on July 16th for abducting 16-year-old Jennifer Long, then raping and murdering her. He was also convicted of bludgeoning to death 80-year-old Mary Ruth Bales of Kansas City, Kansas, with a claw hammer. Keith Nelson was executed on August 28th for abducting 10-year-old Pamela Butler, then raping and murdering her. It will be the first federal execution of a woman since 1953. The Justice Department has announced that it has set a December 8th execution date for Montgomery.
Kansas Information Network's Danielle Norwood. The FDA approves the first drug for treating COVID-19.
The FDA fully approved remdesivir for treating COVID-19 after a large study showed the antiviral drug cut recovery time for patients from 15 days to 10 days, but there's no evidence of it reducing the risk of dying from the virus. The drug marketed by Gilead Sciences under the name Veklury is approved for people 12 and older. The FDA says it should only be administered in a hospital or a healthcare setting with a level of care comparable to that of a hospital. President Trump received Veklury during his bout with COVID-19. A 5-day treatment supply for patients with private health insurance costs more than $3,000. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The Kansas Aviation Museum opened in 1991 in southeast Wichita, occupying the building that was the city's first municipal airport terminal, built in the 1930s. Executive Director Tim Norton tells KNSS News the museum has several vintage aircraft on display.
In the next couple of years, we'll have a major capital campaign to try to build a significant hangar to house all the planes that we have the potential of reclamating and renovating and rebuilding to restoration, and then house them not out on the flight line, not, you know, on a tarmac, but in a building where people can get up close and personal and they don't weather so bad.
Tim Norton, our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With some cloud cover across south-central Kansas, we will have a gradual clearing sky today, our high just 47, strong north winds between 15 and 35 miles per hour. A freeze warning in effect tonight, our low near 30, sunny and 51 on Saturday, and by Monday of next week, we could be talking snow with a high 29. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And right now we have fog and mist, and we have a north wind gusting to 35 miles per hour and 37 degrees. Just a reminder, coming up at 8:15 this morning, about 45 minutes from now, we will have the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, with us to talk about the Chiefs game coming up Sunday in Denver, where the weather looks like it's going to be kind of bad.
Yeah.
And the weather out there this morning, not too good as here in Wichita. I mean, whoa, that north wind gusting and a little bit of moisture in the air and temperatures in the 30s, almost like winter. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted, and this week the Kansas Association of Broadcasters held their annual meeting and convention or whatever, and they did it virtually. In other words, folks were connected by on the internet with their images going through their computers. You know what that means. And we just wanted to say once again, thank you, the judges from another state who awarded us a couple of awards again this year. With us this morning, our special guest is Tony Dusing. Tony is a program manager. Oh, you have a new title, though. I think it's kind of a highfalutin title. Brand manager.
Brand manager, because, you know, we do more than just program nowadays.
Yeah, we do radio, and we love it, and that's first. But, you know, we're on the web with a lot of presence there. So it's a multimedia deal. And exactly. Your job, Tony, is evolved into, like so many of you're juggling more things that involves. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, just managing the brand of KNSS radio and, you know, and everything around it.
So. And KFH as well.
KFH, our sports station. That's right. I do manage that too.
So yesterday we got the hardware, as we call it, the trophies from the KAB. And one of them, I wanted to point out, one of them was for the best website. And let's see, how many times have you? We've got about three times on that, haven't we? Yeah.
Yeah, you're good at keeping track of that stuff.
I keep track. I'm like a string saver.
But yes, the website. I mean, if people aren't going to the website, you know, it's knssradio.com. I encourage you to at least once a day just go there. Don't trust, you know, unfortunately, you can't trust Facebook or Twitter to send it to you, you know, because a lot of that stuff, I know, I see the data, and a lot of that stuff's not being pushed. You know, even though we post it on Facebook and Twitter, that stuff's not getting pushed out to people in the Wichita area like we'd like it to. So just go to our website.
Well, there's a lot of features on there, too.
There's a lot of good stuff, great news stories, local stuff. You guys, I mean, it's all of our news staff that's putting great stuff on there.
Yeah, we're supporting it with the things that we're doing. And, of course, all of that has transpired over, it looks like, since about 2010, according to my statistics here. That we started doing this, the multimedia and the website, and you're the guy who's ramrodded it and showed us, here's the way you put the story on, here's the way we do it. And it's been a challenge. You know it has.
Well, you know, but it's great to have, and, you know, people a lot of times will call, you know, they hear a story on the air. We do the story in the news on top of the hour every hour. And, you know, they want to go find out more about it. They go on our website and find out more. So.
Plus, you got some audio there that's available
on
the podcast and
I can re-listen to, I mean, I can listen to your show any time of the day. I can re-listen to it. And I can go back.
I can just see you in the evening in the bathtub with all the suds and your little rubber ducky listening to the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and listen live. You can listen to all the shows, you know, anywhere in the country, you know, and that's one cool thing. You know, we have people that go to vacation or go ski in Denver or something like that, and they still want to listen to KNSS because they want to keep up with what's going on in the world, and they do that through
They lived here before, they've left the country, but they can still find it. In fact, my sister-in-law in Greece she listens that way. We should also point out that we have best website for the third time. Also, Ted Woodward won Best Sports Update.
Yeah, so Ted does a great job with that.
You know, if you listen to that sports update, and you know this, Tony.
Yeah.
And I've been, when I'm on vacation or something, I'll try to watch TV sports in the morning. Nothing.
Yeah.
Zippo, nada. Yes, they'll have a feature of something that happened 10 years ago.
Yeah.
They're just, and thank goodness they're that awful.
Yeah, I mean, tuning into Ted in the morning with you guys at around, you know, 15, 20 after each hour. You know, he does a great job of finding, I mean, he finds some great sports sound bites, but he gives us the news that we want to know about. You know, if there's a player at KU that plays now in the NFL, you know, things like that, or a local high school athlete that, you know, has gone on and become professional, but keeping up with the right, you know, stuff. I mean, you know, of course, now we're the Chiefs.
The
radio station in Wichita, he does a great job of keeping up with the Chiefs here.
And the local sports.
And the local
like stuff,
exactly. You know, so, and it's not boring. It's, you know, it's great to listen to.
I think the great job that Ted does, the other thing that I take so much pride in was with the you and I and Jad and Ted and Dan O'Neill and the guys, the best newscast. We won that again this year.
Yes, that was another thing that we won on number one in the state of Kansas for a large market, you know.
Tony, who judges those?
So usually what they do is they will have broadcasters from another, we call it another market outside of Kansas. So it could be like Illinois or, you know, some other, you know, so there are peers, but they're not going to be familiar with the radio stations in the Kansas in the area. Yeah. So they're listening to these things fresh and it's like, wow, okay, out of the open. And they hear.
And they're very objective.
And they are. Yeah. Exactly. We get comments from them and we've gotten a lot of good comments about the newscast and I'll tout this, you know, the one of the judges said that wow, when they heard the morning show the newscast that you guys do, it was from the 7 o'clock hour of one of our previous shows this year. He said that this is what we should be. This should be what journalism students should be learning from. It's a perfect example of how a great newscast sounds.
Well, that makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Does wow. Exactly. You know, and so they're judged by other peers, other broadcasters are peers, so they know what they're listening.
And we've
to.
Actually judged other,
and we've done that too. Yeah, we've in kind done that for other markets. I've judged for Chicago. And different things. And a lot of times it's kind of nice to listen to those because you can hear what they're doing. You know, with internet and streaming, I can listen to any station in the country I want to. It takes a little time. But when they send these in, they send the best ones. They enter, you know, and sometimes you hear things like, wow, we should do something like
that. Yeah, and I've judged a couple. And when you have time to sit down and take the time to do it, it is interesting.
Yes.
But it does take a little time.
Just how they do it.
You know, and just one final thing. KNSS getting the honors like this is terrific, but we need to point out that posthumously Don Hall from KEYN was inducted into the Kansas Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Of course, Don was killed in a car wreck not far from here in April, and that is really nice, too.
Yeah, and he would have been tickled pink to know that he was getting that, and of course, he's in there with you there, Steve. And
Mitch Holtis.
And Mitch Holtis, yeah. Don, we miss him every day. He's a good friend of ours. We would see him every morning here.
All right. Well, we're kind of touting our own horn this morning, but thanks,
yes.
Tony, for coming in and
talking.
Yeah,
hey, thanks
it.
For having me on.
You betcha.
Yeah,
Tony
Ducey.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yep. Our brand manager. 7:42 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here, editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. Questions about a local company. Now that's on the way with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now, our friends at Market Advisory Group, sponsors of today's Retirement Tip.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.